The town of Matthews has fined a developer $50,000 for cutting trees that were supposed to be saved on the site of a new apartment and townhome complex on Monroe Road. WFAE's David Borax has more.
Workers with Taft Development Group of Greenville, North Carolina, cut about 30,000 square feet of trees earlier this month as site work began for Proximity Matthews. The 250-unit project is across Monroe Road from the Family Dollar headquarters. Workers cut trees on the front and side of the property marked Tree Save Area on the approved development plans. But that wasn't on the separate set of drawings the tree cutters used, says Matthews Mayor Paul Bailey.
Somewhere in the process of developing the drawings for the group that was clearing the property, they failed to properly designate the Tree Save Area.
Town officials say they believe the cutting was an inadvertent error, and Taft Development Group has apologized. The $50,000 fine is the maximum allowed under the town ordinance. The town says Taft has taken responsibility for the cutting and offered another $100,000 to replant trees and improve landscaping. Bailey says he's always concerned when he sees tree cutting because state law limits how many trees the town can require be saved.
It was just a stark example of how many trees get taken out when a developer goes in and clears the property.
Taft development officials did not respond to a message seeking comment. The town says tree cutting did not affect the historic Roseland Cemetery at the rear of the property. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.